Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this episode of the podcast, we celebrate one of the Notre Dame Four Horsemen, a quarterback that earned 10 letters, and a couple of Hall of Fame linemen, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with their tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. And for the football history headlines today, we have some great people we're going to be talking about. It's all birthdays today, birthdays of Hall of Famers for this May 4th. And we're going to start off May 4th, 1903, Davenport, Iowa. The famous Notre Dame fullback from 1922 to 1924, Elmer Layden, was born. The National Football Foundation has really good bio on Layden that says he was one of the famed Fighting Irish Four Horsemen. He was the heaviest of the four at 162 pounds, yet his nickname was Thin Man. New Year's Day, 1925 at the Rose Bowl, and the final curtain call for Notre Dame's famed Four Horsemen. Their opponent was the Stanford Cardinal team, who had prepared for the Irish offensive firepower that had been headlined across the nation. Instead, it was a defensive prowess of Elmer Layden which buried Stanford. The Los Angeles Times had an article the next day that stated, "Breaks decide Rose Bowl fray. Cards outscore Notre Dame in all but points." The article says that the Stanford defense prevented the Irish from even registering a first down in the second half, but Layden scored first on a three-yard run before turning in a pair of pick sixes, one of 78 yards, the other of 60 yards. Newt Rockne could afford to play a little bit more conservative in the back half of the game when your defense is churning out points like that with splash plays. Elmer had tallied three of four Irish touchdowns to provide a final triumph in a perfect 10-0 season, which brought Notre Dame its first undisputed national championship. Layden's unique style of running at fullback was equally uncanny. He developed a straight-line dive that made him one of the most unusual fullbacks in football, stated Newt Rockne. The Irish posted a combined record of 27-2-1 during Layden's varsity career. Elmer Layden's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1951. The prolific player later became the head coach at Duquesne and then served as the Irish coach from 1934 to 1940, compiling a record of 47-13-3 before leaving to become the commissioner of the National Football League for six seasons. And if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did in the LA Times today, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you can get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back from 1798 to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. May 4th, 1910, Milton, Massachusetts. Barry Wood, the Harvard University quarterback from 1929 to 1931, was born. The footballfoundation.org tells us that he was quite a tremendous athlete, as Dr. Barry Wood earned 10 varsity letters at Harvard, lettering in football, hockey, baseball, and tennis. However, it was football where he really excelled, as evidenced by his selection to Grantland Rice's first team All-American in 1931. As a sophomore in 1929, he threw a 40-yard touchdown pass and drop-kicked two extra points in a 20-20 tie with Army. He drop-kicked a field goal and an extra point in a 10-6 victory over Yale, and in 1930, Harvard beat Yale 13-0. Wood led the way by completing 6 of 9 passes. In 1931, he led two touchdown drives as Harvard beat Army 14-13. What a squeak by there. The National Football Foundation selected Barry Wood for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1980. May 4th, 1928, Ponca City, Oklahoma. Michigan State's fine tackle from 1949 to 1951, Don Coleman was born. According to the National Football Foundation, Don Coleman helped guide MSU to a 9-0 record in 1951, winning the Spartans' first national championship on the gridiron. Coleman was MSU's first unanimous All-American and first African-American All-American as a senior in 1951 after being picked by the Associated Press, United Press, Collier's, and Look, The Sporting News, New York News, Football News, Newspaper Enterprise Association, All-American Board, International News Service, Chicago Tribune Players, and the Central Press. During Coleman's three seasons on varsity, he helped the Spartans to a 23-4 record, including 15 of the school's record 28 straight victories. Don Coleman's good name and collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1975. May 4th, 1938, Hampton, Arkansas. Wayne Harris, who played center for Arkansas from 1958 to 1960, arrived into this life. The NFF states that Wayne was an excellent blocker on offense and a fierce tackler on defense, keeping him on the field almost the whole game as a two-way player. The first-team All-American selection, Harris set an Arkansas single-season record for tackles with 174 in 1960. A two-time first-team All-American conference selection, he was named the Southwest Conference Player of the Year in 1960. Harris was nicknamed Thumper for his hard hits, and the Arkansas coaches now honor the best defensive player with the Thumper Award. A true scholar athlete, Harris was first-team academic All-American in 1959 and twice earned first-team academic All-Conference honors. Wayne Harris was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004 after the National Football Foundation tabulated up their votes. And boy, we had some really great Hall of Famers that we were glad we could share with you on some great football history. And we hope that you'll join us tomorrow and each and every day for some great football history. And if you're looking for sports history in all sports, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com. And don't forget about that newspapers.com special we have. And just once again, to get that free week, it's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Get a free week at newspapers.com. And the sportshistorynetwork.com, you can find about 20 different podcasts talking about all different kinds of sports from all around the world and their history, because that is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear. You can go to our website, pigskindispatch.com, and you can find everything you want to know about football. You can use that powerful search engine we have on the front page there to put in any name or term about football that you want, and something should come up on there, because we have an enormous database collection of all things American football on pigskindispatch.com and the Sports History Network partners that will come up on there and give you almost any of the answers you want to know about American football. And if they don't come up, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will get you the answers and make sure that that comes up on our search engine too. We'll write an article. So we appreciate you coming, because we do this for you, our listeners, and we're glad you enjoy the history. And keep on listening, keep on reading our blogs, go to sportshistorynetwork.com, enjoy them, and everything will be great. And don't forget to check out our bonus editions we have this week. We're going our football by numbers, and we also have a great author going to be on this week that has a good book that I think you'll be interested in. So make sure you check those out. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.